What do people wear around their wrist?
A wristwatch.
Besides a watch?
A bracelet.
What about on their finger?
A ring.
What different kinds of rings are there?
Sometimes it's a signet ring, wedding ring, ring with stone in them, diamond rings, all kind of rings.
Any name for a diamond ring that's got a real big diamond in it? Do you ever hear any slang names for that?
The only kind of ring I know is a diamond ring, and sometimes they got a ring with chips in them of diamond.
What do people wear around their neck? Things strung up together?
A necklace.
What about beads? You call it a beads?
Yeah, beads or a necklace.
Do you ever call it a string of beads or a pair of beads?
Yeah, a string of beads.
Huh?
A string of beads.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to
dress.
Would you say that about a man?
If the man put on good clothes too and look nice, yeah, he likes to dress.
What if she likes to stand in front of the mirror and look at herself for a long time?
Admire herself.
Uh-huh. Do you ever say doll up or primp?
Yeah, primp herself. She likes to primp.
Do you say that about a man?
The man wanna look sharp.
Uh-huh. And what would you hold over you when it rains?
An umbrella.
And something you carry coins in.
Something you do what?
You carry your money in.
A wallet.
What about something that has a little clasp to it?
A pocketbook.
Uh-huh. And what do you carry now?
A coin purse.
Uh-huh. And what did men used to wear to hold their pants up?
Suspenders.
Any other name for that?
They hold their pants up now with belt. Uh-huh. But in my days, they used to use suspenders.
What's the last thing that you put on a bed? The fancy cover.
A spread.
What did women used to make to put on the bed?
Spread.
Uh-huh.
Or quilt.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a
pillow.
What do you put the pillow in?
A pillow slip.
Uh-huh. Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Do what?
Do you remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
Yeah, a bolster.
A what?
A bolster. They don't have that too much now, a bolster. You fix it on the bed and you put the pillows up against it.
Uh-huh. How far across did it go?
Huh?
It didn't go part way across the bed, it went.
Halfway.
Uh-huh. And you had a lot of company and didn't have enough beds for everyone. For the children to sleep on, you might make a
pallet.
Okay. And talk about cars. What do you call the kind of car where the roof can come down? The top can come down.
I forgot.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, that's the kind of car I was trying to ask you. What was the name of the bird in the front? The angel in the front.
Oh, that one, the top comes down?
Yeah.
Huh. Say if you raised a lot of cotton, you'd say this year we raised a big
crop.
Okay. And you'd say we expect to get a good crop from that field because the soil is very...
very bad last year.
Uh-huh. What kinds of different kinds of dirt are there?
I don't know.
If the soil was very rich, what could you say about it? The soil is very...
If the soil was very rich, well, that's what I'd say. It's rich.
Anything else you'd say besides rich?
It's good. It was good.
Uh-huh. What would you have to add to it if it wasn't good?
Gravel is something to make it rich.
Okay. What do you call the flat land next to a river or stream that gets flowed over?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of bottom land or low land or bottom?
No.
What about land that's got grass growing in it, used for raising hay?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear of a meadow or a prairie?
No.
You never heard of either one?
No, either one.
What do you call land that's got water standing in it most of the time?
A stream.
Uh-huh. What else? What if it's real wet? You can't walk through there. It's got trees growing in it, but it's real wet.
A swamp.
Huh?
A swamp.
Are there swamps around here?
Not that I know of. Maybe in the country.
What do you call a swamp?